Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. I have the honor to talking with the president of the New Jersey Veterinary Technicians Association, Mr. Michael Azzarello. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Thank you, doctor. Thanks for having me tonight and really looking forward to chatting with you today.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your position being elected president of the NJBTA. And we're going to chat more about that. And to our listeners, a little bit more information about our friend Mike Azzarello here. He has a vast knowledge, including a bachelor's of science degree in biology, along with a MBA degree as well in healthcare, as well advanced training and education in health and safety. He has years of practical experience in areas such as firefighting, emergency medical services, law enforcement, and of course, our wonderful profession of veterinary medicine. So you have quite the array of things there under your belt. So congratulations.
The least I could say is I'm bored. That's for sure. I'm never bored. I've always got something to think about.
Right. Oh, and you're an umpire, by the way. We got to get that in too.
I am. And a college football official. Yep. Football and baseball.
That's awesome. So, you know, you wear so many different hats in your career. Is there one that really stands out more than the others that you are really passionate about?
Veterinary medicine's got to be my biggest passion. I started thinking about it when I was a kid. I always wanted to go to vet school, and just the journey changed a little bit when I was in undergrad. Mm-hmm. You know, the ability to help animals, most importantly, the ability to go ahead and help something that can't relay what they need. And, you know, being their eyes and their ears and their voice. So I think that's really important. And that's what makes this job fun, but also challenging.
Absolutely. And, you know, you are a licensed veterinary technician as well. So, you know, you're in the trenches and you know what it's like. And it's a lot of great work, but like you said, a lot of hard work. So tell me about your journey. How did you get into the wonderful position of being president of the New Jersey Veterinary Technician Association?
So I started off it's got to be 3 or 4 years now. I was heading up the chair position for the Legal and Governance Committee. And then the previous term, I was the treasurer and had a lot of fun with that. We were able to bring in some new ideas there with the board and had a great president. And then now, you know, the time came up and I was nominated for president and I accepted it and, you know, nominations and elections. And here we are. And let me tell you, I am really excited about the board that's coming in this year. They're passionate, they're hardworking. I just really think we're going to see some big changes out of the group that's there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And so tell me a little bit about some of the goals and the initiatives that you have planned for this year.
This year, I think it's a lot of cleanup work. We know, we understand we have issues with our membership and going people getting their certificates on time and going ahead and renewing. So that's got to be my primary focus. Back in the past, this could be a once a week kind of job, but this is a full-time job now for and the board, and we continually need to be monitoring what our members need. So this year is going to be a cleanup with that. I'd like to revamp our website, make it more user-friendly, and then we always have to talk about CE, right? That's an important aspect in our career, continuing education to get our technicians to understand what the new and evolving skill sets are. So, you know, we used to hold one giant convention or CE event, and it was always located in Central Jersey. I always felt that we forgot a little bit about the South, and I want to go ahead and bring them back into the game. So maybe having three regional events, North, South, and Central, smaller, but you know, with less than a year to plan it, I think that might be the option for this year. And then next year, looking ahead, have maybe that joint event with the NJVMA or have one giant conference. Just to be able to build on the CE. Bring in maybe some different committee chairs, bring in different positioning. We have to look at our bylaws again. I want to revamp those. Just bring our stuff up to the 21st century.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. I know to the veterinary technicians and assistants out there, they need those voices to be represented and heard.
We have a group of, we have probably the hardest working, professionals in the world. And, they just need to be represented, and that's what we need to be here for. We need to be their voice, on a larger scale.
Right. And tell everyone about the importance of organized medicine. Both you and I are involved in organized medicine. So share with the listeners, especially the veterinary technicians that are listening out there, how important it is to get involved with their local VTAs.
Oh my God. You know, it's unbelievably important. You know, even teaming up with, you know, NJVMA, NJVHMA, it's important just to collaborate because, you know, in the end, this is a team effort. And, you know, bringing technicians onto the association, getting them involved, there's no other way to say your voice, right? So if you could talk all you want in clinic, but what gets done, you know, there is not going to happen on the national level or on the state level. And, you know, nowadays, I think it's even more important with the talks that are going on with licensure in the state of New Jersey, potentials for nurse practitioners in other states. We're getting our own veterinary school. So like, that's cool.
It's amazing. Finally.
Yeah. Finally, long overdue.
Yeah. And so to the listeners that are tuning in, so New Jersey is getting the veterinary school called Rowan University, which has been around for a long time. But Rowan, and we're also getting another veterinary technician school there as well, right, Mike?
We absolutely are. And there's even talk to have another one in the central part of the state as well. So a lot of different changes coming, great changes, actually, to the profession. And, you know, that a great time to go ahead and join your association and learn about what it can do for you.
Yes. You know, because you just mentioned earlier about continuing education. I can't stress that enough, I'm sure. You know, when you walk across that stage, you get your technician degree and your DVM degree. You know, your education literally is just beginning. And so it's so nice to stay involved with your organizations, to share your experiences and to learn and grow together, right?
I think, you know, when I was in the fire academy, they said one important sentence when we first started, they're going to teach you enough to get hurt, right? And the rest you got to take outside the academy and learn the real day, everyday life goals. And that's exactly the same. We can use that same sentence here, right? You're going to learn just enough to get yourself in trouble in school. And then when you get out, you got to put that into play and continue learning. The drugs change every day. You know, we're doing things that are much more advanced than we did, you know, when I graduated and I'm sure when you graduated yourself, that we've just changed the platform so much to make medicine so much more advanced and for the better, of course, right? We're doing so much more for our pets.
Right. We are doing so much more for pets. And, you know, one thing I want to share with everyone is, Mike, when we have our annual New Jersey Veterinary Medical Association, Mike would give like a State of the Union kind of address with what's going on with the technicians. And I think it's so powerful just for us to hear what's going on with the organizations, the pain points. And it's one thing to recognize them, but it's another to actually see what we're doing to address them and fix them. And so I can't stress you all enough the importance of organized medicine and sitting in on whether it be committees like you started with and then getting involved on larger scales. Because, again, I think we're all good at, like, you know, addressing problems. But when we come together to the table and finding real solutions, that's when we have change that's made, right?
Oh my God. I mean, when you bring multiple people together with multiple personalities and multiple ideas, the results are endless. You know, one person can have a thought, but if you bring a group together, you can really overcome a lot. And that's the importance of an association, right? Multiple people with multiple ideas and thoughts, and there's no other, I mean, you can get through anything.
Yes, it really is. And, you know, we work so hard throughout the country on making sure that they're diverse and inclusive perspectives, too, so we can share our innovation from our different backgrounds, because that's how you really can get some great change happening, which I absolutely love. It's wonderful. So how long is your term for then, Mike?
2 years. Two-year term starts in April, goes to April. And hopefully we'll see what happens in the next 2 years from there.
Okay. Yep. So it's 2 years. So then how can a veterinary technician get involved if they want to be, say, on the board?
Yeah, please reach out. Go to info@njvta.com. You can email us and you know, put your interest into the. Also, go on to the website, njvta.com, and you'll find the different committees that are listed there. We can get you in touch with a committee chair who then can get you onto the committee. And, you know, if that's the next step in your career path where you want to go for a board position, elections will open up in the November before the actual election takes place, and you get your name on the ballot and you can run.
And I think they can also find more through NAFTA, I believe, right? Like through the...
For the National Association, they absolutely could, yes.
Yes, yeah. So National Association for Veterinary Technicians and Assistants. So that we'll put all that information in the show notes for the listeners, so that way they can check out all those great event, great organizations that are there as well. So are you excited to do this, Mike?
Oh my God, I am stoked. I really want to, you know, I want to get in front of all these technicians. I want this organization to be as transparent as possible. You know, a lot of people say, why do I join a committee? Why do I join the NJVTA? You know, I want to be there to answer that question for them. And we're going to try to be as transparent as possible and available to our members as much as possible.
I've known you for a long time, and to the listeners, I'm so proud of you being a president. I can't find anyone more deserving of this position with such passion and enthusiasm to support his fellow veterinary technicians and the profession together. So I can't wait to see what you do, and we're so proud to have you in our state of New Jersey.
Oh, the best state in the world. I really appreciate those kind words. That means a lot to me.
Welcome. It's well deserved. And thank you so much for being on the show. And you'll always have a home here at TVM 360. So congratulations.
I appreciate that. We'll definitely be hoping to work together more often.
You got it. And thank you for our listeners for tuning in. Please get involved with your local and state veterinary medical associations. It's so, so crucial. We need your voices to be heard throughout the country so we can move the needle for the greater good of our animals. So don't forget to rate this podcast, as always. Greatly appreciate it. And we'll see you next time. We're here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay possum.